Hello, everybody. It's time for NHK World, Radio Japan, Easy Japanese. I'm your host, Michelle Yamamoto.
And I'm Jonathan Shear. Let's have fun learning Japanese together.
Today we'll learn Lesson 21. Today's key sentence is...
いいえ、それほどでも。
No, not really.
The main character of our skit is Anna, an international student from Thailand. Anna is at a karaoke place with her friends Sakura and Rodrigo.
Now let's listen to the skit for lesson 21. Today's key sentence is...
いいえ、それほどでも。
No, not really.
Anna, 上手だね。
いいえ、それほどでも。
ああ、もうこんな時間です。
大変、門限に間に合わない。
Okay, let's go over the skit. Sakura said to Anna.
Anna, 上手だね。
Anna, you're good at singing. Anna, you do something well. In this case, sing.
Anna
is Anna. Sakura is calling Anna by name without an honorific.
Sam.
As she is now a close friend of hers.
上手
is an adjective meaning good at. Bad or poor at is
下手だね
often comes at the end of a sentence in conversations between friends.
だ
is a casual form of
です
which we've covered many times.It's a particle added at the end of a sentence when the speaker seeks agreement. I have a question for you, Jonathan. What would you say if you wanted to say 上手だね in a polite way?
Well, when we speak politely, we use です instead of だ. So, is it 上手ですね?
That's correct. Sakura praises Anna, saying she sings well. Anna replies,
いいえ、それほどでも。
No, not really. This is today's key sentence.
いいえ
is a negative answer.
それほどでも
means not really. In this case, I don't sing so well.
いいえ、それほどでも
No, not really is an expression you use when you want to be modest.
Wait, you mean you don't say thank you when somebody says something nice about you or praises you?
Saying thank you would indicate that you're accepting the praise as a fact. In Japan, modesty is seen as a virtue.
I'll have to be careful.
Rodrigo checks the time and is surprised.
Ah, もうこんな時間です。
Look, it's already so late.
Ah,
is an exclamation of a surprise.
もう
is already.
こんな
is like this.
時間
is time. And you already know
this
is a polite way of ending a sentence. Anna is surprised when she recognizes how late it is.
大変
Unbelievable. 大変 is an adjective meaning unbelievable, my goodness. We often use this when we encounter a problem or find ourselves in difficulty.
To make this statement more polite, we'd say 大変です
門限に間に合わない。
門限に間に合わない。I won't get back before dorm curfew.
門限
means a curfew. It's the time by which you're supposed to go back home or to your dormitory.
に
is a particle indicating time. に is used here because it follows curfew, a noun involving time.
間に合わない
means cannot make it in time or won't make it in time. To make it in time is
間に合います。
The negative form of 間に合います is
間に合いません。
Cannot make it in time. The casual form of 間に合いません is
間に合わない。
Like the word 間に合わない, verbs that end with ない are called Nine form verbs. Now, let's listen to the skit for lesson 21 again. The key sentence is
いいえ、それほどでも。
No, not really.
アンナ、上手だね。
いいえ、それほどでも。
ああ、もうこんな時間です。
大変。門限に間に合わない。
Now it's time for the segment, Teacher's Teacher, where the program's supervisor, Professor Akane Tokunaga, teaches us today's point for learning.
So today we learned about nai form verbs such as 間に合わない, cannot make it in time. Please teach us more about them in detail.
Let's ask our teacher.
私が教えましょう。
She says, let me explain how you can turn masu form verbs into nai form verbs. That is, to change the masu form into the casual negative nai form. First, if the vowel in the syllable just before masu ends with e, all you have to do is to change masu to nai. For example,
食べます。
食べます to eat becomes
食べない。
食べない。Not to eat. Next, if the vowel in the syllable just before masu ends with i, there are two patterns. In the first pattern, you change masu to nai. For example,
起きます.
To get up becomes
起きない.
Not to get up. In the second pattern, you drop masu, then change the vowel in the syllable just before masu to a and add nai.Let me explain this with
行きます
to go as an example. Here, the syllable before masu is ki. You first change ki to ka and add nai. So, the nai form of 行きます is
行かない
行かない not to go. But please be careful. After you drop masu, if the syllable just before masu is the vowel iAnd it is not attached to a consonant, you change i to wa and add nai. So as with
使います
使います to use, it would become
使わない
使わない not to use. Finally, let me introduce a verb which conjugates irregularly.
来ます
To come becomes
来ない
not to come.
That was today's Teach Us Teacher.
Next, we have sound words, where we introduce words that simulate sounds, noises, or behaviors.
Wow, that sounds like a bunch of people watching a sporting event. I can imagine that they're having lots of fun.
It sure sounds like it.Lots of people shouting and making noise is expressed like this.
Wah, wah.
Wah, wah. I see.
Now listen to this voice.
Girls seem to be yelling out to a superstar or something.
Yes, we express women's high-pitched voice as...
Kya, kya.
Kya, kya. I wish somebody would cry out to me like that.
In today's sound words, we introduced
わーわ
ー and
きゃーきゃ
ー Before we close, Anna looks back on today's events and tweets. It's Anna's tweets.
今日は
I thought Japanese people would not get excited in public, but now I know they change in a karaoke room.Today, I felt we've got closer to one another. Did you enjoy lesson 21? Today's key sentence was...
いいえ、それほどでも。
No, not really.
Will Anna get back to her dorm in time for her curfew?
We'll find out next time, so please join us again.
さようなら。